A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Psachim Zayin Amud Beis, Psachim 7b, pagination page 14. You'll notice that the top part of the page is the skinnier lines. So we're going to be between the top and bottom of the skinny lines, midway in height, the beginning of a line. Dechulei alma miha is the way the line begins. The Gemara over here addresses what is the correct bracha for bedikas chametz. You're going to check for chametz, and before we do a mitzvah, typically we recite a bracha. The Gemara is going to establish that the bracha is almost always recited before the mitzvah is done. That's the first principle. A bracha is recited before the mitzvah is done, with a rare exception. Once we know that, we're going to want to figure out which wording is going to give the impression, is going to be correctly worded as a bracha preceding the event. And the choice which the Gemara has is levair or al biur, to destroy your chametz. What's the correct wording in order to do that? So let's begin. Dekule alma miha, everybody agrees, meikara ba'inan levruche, that a bracha is recited before the mitzvah is done. Minolan, how do you know that? And the Gemara tells us that this is a teaching, the Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, from Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvahs mevorech aleim over la'asiyasan, that all mitzvahs, you recite the bracha before you do it, over la'asiyasan, before you do it. My mashma dai over lishna de aktumehu. How do you know that the word over means to precede something, that the bracha is being recited before the mitzvah? Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Omer Kro, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, based on a pasuk, Vayoratz Achimaatz, Achimaas ran, Derech HaKiko, Vayaveres HaKushi, and he preceded, he ran ahead of the Kushi. Abaye Omer Meyocha, Abaye says, you find the word Ovar in another context, v'hu avar lifneim, that Yaakov preceded the rest of the camp. V'ibayisem ha-meyachov ha-yavar malkom lifneim, the king preceded everybody else. In any case, there's this expression that you should recite the bracha on a mitzvah over la'asiyaso, before you do the mitzvah, you precede the mitzvah with the bracha. Beginning of the next line, Be'rav Amri, Chutz min ha-tevila. There is one exception. The exception is when a person goes to mikvah. When a person goes to mikvah, first they dunk, and then they come up and they recite the bracha. That's a good point. Also lighting the candles, which is not discussed here. We'll have to discuss it in a different context. That's very good. What's the reason that lighting the candles is different? Because once you would say, Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos, we say that you already accepted Shabbos, and you can't light, you can't use fire. So we light it first, and then we cover the face, as if we're not benefiting from the light. So the true purpose of the candles hasn't been accomplished yet. You uncover your face and then you benefit from the candles. So if you made the bracha before benefiting from the candles, in a certain way it's over la'asiyaso. To a certain extent, that's what people do by tevila as well. The practice among women, I believe, is they dunk once, they come up, they recite the bracha, up as in their head out of the water, and then they dunk an additional time, or maybe four times, whatever the customs are. But the point is that it's not the conventional recite the bracha before the mitzvah. Something's wrong over here. Something's challenging. And the Gemara says it on the next line, De'akati gavra lochazi, because there are cases of tevila where the person is not ready to recite a bracha. Rashi says the case is balkeri, a man with an emission who's going to mikvah, and he shouldn't recite the bracha before, he should recite it after, and therefore all tevila would be after. Taisvis says that that's not the reason. The reason is because of tevilas ger, because a convert, someone becoming Jewish, so part of the process to become Jewish is to go to mikvah, and to recite the bracha on tevila before he's Jewish is inappropriate. He can't say Hashem commanded us. So he goes to mikvah, and then as a Jew he's able to say the bracha on tevila, because now mitzvahs are his. As a result, generally, tevila, even a woman going on her schedule, would also recite the bracha after the immersion. Now, there is one other case to add to the list, and that's netilas yadayim. If you go into Taisvis, the right-hand commentary here, at the same point where we left off in the Gemara, Taisvis says, V'chein b'netilas yadayim, the end of a line, V'chein b'netilas yadayim, also by washing your hands, lo chilku b'netila shal acha beis hakisei de lo motzi levarech kodem, since sometimes a person is washing his hands coming out of a bathroom where he's not able to recite the bracha before the washing, therefore, all the time, we recite the bracha after the washing, but before the drying. So again, it's like a little bit connected to before, because you haven't completed the mitzvah yet. Now, getting back to Bedikas Chametz, we are going to be required to recite the bracha before Bedikas Chametz. If a person forgot to recite the bracha before Bedikas Chametz, as long as he still has more checking to do, some rooms that he didn't check yet, he could still recite the bracha, because it's still over la'asiyaso on the bedika. It's still before you completed the mitzvah. That's certainly fine. Some even say that before you burn it, you might still be able to even then recite the bracha, because again, you haven't completed the mitzvah. What is the correct wording for the bracha on bedikas chametz? So the wording is not Asher Kedushanu B'Mitzvosu V'Tzivanu Al Bedikas Chametz, to check for chametz, because ultimately checking for the chametz is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah midrabanan is to rid your house of the chametz, and the bedika is the first step of that, but ultimately it's to burn the chametz, to rid yourself of the chametz, to destroy it. And therefore the correct wording of the bracha is Al Biur Chametz, to destroy the chametz. Let's turn back to the first side of the page, and the Gemara here will be much more smooth now that we have the introduction of all brachas are supposed to be recited before the mitzvah. Three lines from the bottom on Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Habodek Tzorich Sheyivorich. A person who's checking for chametz has to recite a bracha. Mai Mevorich. What bracha does he recite? Rav Papi Oma Mishmei Derava. Rav Papi says, Livaer, that the correct wording, Livaer, to destroy chametz, which is not the way we typically do it. Rav Papa Oma Mishmei Derava, Al Biur Chametz. Rav Papa says that the correct wording is Al Biur Chametz, which is the wording that we use. Says the Gemara, Bilva'er, to destroy, Kuli Amalo Pligi Divade Lahaba Mashma, that certainly means that the event that you're about to do is in the future, which is the wording that you want, because the bracha is recited intrinsically. It's got to be done before the mitzvah. So something that's in the future, that's the correct wording. On to the second side of the daf. Ki Pligi, when do they argue? Ba'al Biur. If al-biur is the correct wording or not. Mar sovar me'ikara mashma. One opinion is that it refers to what was, al biur, on a destruction that occurred already, in which case it would be the wrong wording to recite on a mitzvah. Umar sova lahaba mashma, and some say that it refers to the future, in which case it would be the correct wording for such a bracha. The Gemara says, halfway down the page at the end of a line, V'hilchasa, and the halacha is al biur chametz. To recite the bracha al biur chametz, which is the way we do it. And the Mishneh Berurah comments that Livaer, if someone did that, would fulfill the bracha, but the correct wording is this al biur chametz, which seems to be chosen because it's the more sophisticated wording that is acceptable, and it is a qualifying wording referring to the future. There's a fascinating Gemara that we did, I believe, in Take 10 for Talmud in Brachas Lamed Ches 38, which is basically the reverse scenario of this Gemara. The Gemara over there wants to know what the correct wording for Hamotzi is. And in that case, it's the reverse of our Gemara. Over here, we want a wording that's going on the future. I will destroy chametz, right? It's going to be the future because the bracha has to precede the event that I'm talking about. Over there, the bracha of hamotzi is referring to something that was already. I'm thanking Hashem for the bread that He created in the past. And therefore, the Gemara there grapples with what's the correct wording for something that happened in the past that I want to thank on. So if anybody wants to go back to that session, compare it to this, the Gemaras really are, I believe, total symmetry, just that we're looking for the opposite result. But essentially, it's the same Gemara. Over there, the question is motzi or hamotzi, and we rule that hamotzi is the correct wording, but the Mishneh Berurah over there writes, if you said motzi, you would have fulfilled your obligation as well. Yashar koach, have a great day.